Thursday, January 4th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. She was born in New York in 1774, the daughter of a prominent Columbia College professor and a devout Anglican mother. Elizabeth Ann Seton was studious and pious, and at the age of 20 she married and later had five children. She and her sister-in-law, Rebecca Seton, cared deeply for New York's poor, organizing social programs in the city to help them. After the death of her husband, St. Elizabeth Ann converted to Catholicism, eventually taking private vows in 1809, and she founded the Sisters of Charity, modeled after St. Vincent de Paul's Daughters of Charity in France. The group would go on to pioneer the American Catholic school system. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Come, let us worship God, wonderful, and his saints. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, come, let us worship God, wonderful, and his saints. And now the morning prayer hymn. When morning fills the sky, our hearts awaken and cry, may Jesus Christ be praised. In all our works and prayer, his sacrifice we share, may Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day when from our hearts we say, may Jesus Christ be praised. The powers of darkness fear when this glad song they hear, may Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven our joy will be to sing eternally, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let earth and sea and sky from depth to height reply, may Jesus Christ be praised. Let all the earth now sing to our eternal King, may Jesus Christ be praised. By this the eternal song through ages all along, may Jesus Christ be praised. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us wake the dawn. Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. For in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil. And we will praise you from among the peoples, and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son. Repeating the first antiphon, awake, lyre and harp, with praise, let us wake the dawn. And the second antiphon, my people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. Jeremiah chapter 31. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it on distant coasts, and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together, he guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings. The grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, my people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. And the third antiphon, the Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Psalm 48. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, their great king city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once, they were astounded, dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled, Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion, walk all round it. Count the number of its towers, review all its ramparts, examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is he who leads us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Father, the body of your risen Son is a temple not made by human hands, and a defending wall of the New Jerusalem. May this holy city built of living stones shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations. And repeating the antiphon, the Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. And now our reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Brothers, I beg you through the mercy of God to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. And the responsory, the Lord will help her. His loving presence will be with her. The Lord will help her. His loving presence will be with her. He dwells in her. She will not falter. His loving presence will be with her. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord will help her. His loving presence will be with her. And a canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, all the world will recognize you as my disciples when they see the love you have for one another. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, all the world will recognize you as my disciples when they see the love you have for one another. Enter into sessions. My brothers, with all the holy women, let us profess our faith in our Savior and call upon him, saying, Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you forgave the sinful woman because she loved much. Forgive us who have sinned much. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, the holy women minister to you, your needs during your journeys. Help us to follow your footsteps. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Master, Mary listened to your words while Martha served your needs. Help us to serve you with love and devotion. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you call everyone who does your will your brother, sister, and mother. Help us to do what is pleasing to you in word and action. Come, Lord Jesus. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let's pray. O God, who crowned with the gift of true faith St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, her burning desire, her burning zeal to find you, grant by her intercession the example that we may always seek you with diligent love and find you in daily service with sincere faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.